Walking Movies. I'm Nick. It's Good Friday, and hopefully it will be a good Friday, because today I'm going to see Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Now, I have talked about, when I went to Godzilla Minus One, I talked a little bit about the American franchise of Godzilla, and also how Kong played into that. And obviously Godzilla Minus One was, you know, my joint favourite film of last year. This is not going to be that kind of film. I know that. I understand that. But, you know, hopefully it'll be good. The American series of films, I think I said before, but I'll keep it brief. You know, the first Godzilla they made, I didn't like. Then they made Kong Skull Island, which I did like. Then we had Godzilla King of the Monsters, which I quite enjoyed. And that led us up to Godzilla vs. Kong back in 2021, I want to say. Was it 2020? I know it was a pandemic-y film. I can't remember when it came out. Anyway, it doesn't matter, because here we are with the next installment, Godzilla X Kong. We've got a few returnees from previous films. We've got Rebecca Hall. We've got Trevor from EastEnders. And Paperboy from Atlanta, Alex Fern and Brian Tyree Henry, and we've also got Pretty Boy from Downton Abbey himself, Dan Stevens, in this one as well. And the trailers make it look fine. I said to you before about how much the trailers have done for me. I think the problem is, when you see a really good monster film, you're worried about what's coming next, and you know, you could see it's not going to be the same caliber as Godzilla Minus One. I mean, I don't think much is, to be honest. So yeah, that's where we are. But look, I want to be entertained. I'm hopefully going to enjoy this film. I'm not going in expecting to hate it. I just know that I'm also not expecting it to be on the level of a Godzilla Minus One or even a Kong Skull Island, which is really one of my favourite King Kong films. That and the original, for me, are the best ones. So yeah, what am I going to think about this film? That's the question. And you'll find out after this. So I've now seen Godzilla X Kong. I'm afraid I was right. It is absolutely no Godzilla Minus One. And it's not even a Godzilla versus Kong. This was not a great film at all. I'm disappointed. It's a mess. It's a mess of a film. It just does not know what it wants to be. Sometimes it's like the previous monster films. Other times it thinks it's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just so all over the place. You don't care about any of the human characters, which is obviously one of the things that Godzilla Minus One did so well. And it just means it's a really frustrating watch. The acting is fine, I guess. Dan Stevens is chewing scenery in one of the weirdest character points I've seen in the film for a long time. It's got a plot point in it that's reminding me of King Kong Lives, the notorious 1986 King Kong film. I'll leave that there. If you haven't seen that film, you should. It's really bad. If you like bad films, it's great. But yeah, it's all over the place. Sometimes it's Guardians of the Galaxy, sometimes it's just monster film. It feels like Alan Wingard was trying to channel like James Gunn or Taika Waititi. It just doesn't work. The action sequences are, for the most part, fine, but they are just CGI slugfests. Godzilla's hardly in the film, even though he's got top billing in the film title. And so that's why I feel it's just all over the place. And it's very hard to recommend, because it's just not a great film. You know, the story doesn't make sense. And I think even the actors know that, because there's times when they're like, oh yeah, just random plot point here, and yeah, makes sense, kinda, doesn't it? A bit. And you're like, if you say so, it's your film. Yeah, it's a hard one to recommend. It's a 5 out of 10. It's a 5 out of 10, and I'm being generous with that. Would I watch it again? Probably not. Would I recommend you go and see it at the cinema? No. You know, if you want to see big monsters on a big screen, then yeah, sure. But the price of cinema tickets and the enjoyment you're going to get from this film, I don't think it justifies the cost. I don't think it's justifying your time. So yeah, I can't recommend this film at all. I mean, not at all. Like, if you like some of the other ones, it's fine. But it's nowhere up near the standard of the other films that come in this series before. And, you know, with this one, I kind of feel if they decide never to make another one, that'll be fine. Because I don't think... It's just diminishing returns at this point. So just leave it. So, yeah, disappointment for this film. But it is what it is, and that's sometimes what happens, right? So, there you go. 5 out of 10. You know, only go and watch if you really love this series of films and you have to go and see them all, because, you know, it's just not good. Wait for Godzilla Minus One to get a Blu-ray release. I believe it's starting to get releases next month. May. Not next month. Next month is April. We're still in March. So yeah, I think it's coming out in May in Japan. So we should start to see that rolling out. And that's worth 10 of these films, in my opinion. And it's weird as well, because I forgot that Kong Skull Island was the first film I saw with an unlimited card back in 2017. So I feel like I've almost come full circle. And if this is how we end it with these films, I'm absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. So yeah, that's my thoughts on Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. It's just not great. It's not Madam Web bad, but it's also a massive disappointment, in my opinion. So look, thank you for watching. Please like, share, subscribe. I've got a really good, well, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm hoping it's a really good film coming up for my next review, Monkey Man, directed and starring Dev Patel. So that'll be my next review. But look, until next time, remember, as always, that Flynn lives. We'll be right back.